On? We're live here?
No.
Where's your friend?
Who?
Sorry, I mixed it up. No, whenever I see Joey Pollack, so he always introduces himself as Dr. Reich's friend, because that's how the first time I saw him. So every time I see him, I see, you know, that's the... okay, so the shtickle I want to look at is the shtickle from Moshe Shapiro's Sefer. Now, Moshe Shapiro's Sefer were written by 3, 4, 5 different people, each one with its own, its own way of writing it. So, the Sefer itself was written, mostly it was written by Shmelzer, Afik Mayim. In one of his, in the last edition, he also added a huge chunk from something somebody else wrote, Tabi wrote. So it's a little bit of a different layout, style, whatever it is. It's Moshe's stuff. And I want to look at a shtickle that kind of is very deep nekuda. And we're not going to do the whole thing because it's just very long built up, but just to get the main point. So, B'maymer Arsinai, Amud Tov Kof Zayin. B'maymer Arsinai k'siv v'cholom royim es ha-koylos es ha-lapidim es k'la-shef es ha-r-oshin. Rashi says, royim es ha-koylos, royim es ha-nishma. That people were able to see what you would normally hear. She'ef she'lus makamach, there's no other place in the world where you can see words. Es ha-koylos es pe'avu atun l'shoinei. The mocker is a mechilta, v'sham isa oid, sheyeshemim es hanira. That they also, the mechilta adds, they would hear the things that are normally seen. V'hine zon neishel in esparish heitev shekuz matan Torah. So, you know, every neis has a raison d'etre, it has a reason why it exists. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very, very sparing with Nisim. He doesn't like Nisim, doesn't want to make Nisim, doesn't do Nisim. He does Nisim when he had to, when he has to show something, or whatever it is. This seems to us, however it happened, as being fireworks. You know, it's kind of a very neat trick. You know, you see the koilus, you hear the lightning, and so on. What's the point of it? Where is this Nis expressive of, instructive of Maimon HaSinai? Because Zon Neshos Pash Heta Shukhos Matan Torah, the Varish En Nes Bichdi, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make Nisim just for nothing. You know, Nisim are not there to dazzle, and they're not there to make it like a very, Chashev HaMaimed. What?
For the drama.
Yeah, for the drama. Vim Ira Nes Matan Torah, Al Kochu Shukhelek Matan Torah. So this must be something which is at the heart of Matan Torah. That's one point, and then he's going to Shtalzach on another point, and then he'll explain, and I'll try to keep it to this piece, because he builds piece on a piece, and you know. So the first Nekuda that he's going to want to explain is the Nekuda of Roim es ha-koilus and Shemim es ha-nira. If you're any best behavior, under your direct rabbinical supervision, this... Oid isa v'chazal. Omer b'vur b'shem v'yechnon. Kishenos na kadosh baruch hu satoyre tzipor leitzavach, oif leiporach, shor legoi, fanim leofus, rafin leomer kodesh, kodesh, hayam leizazea, habriyas leidibru, el oilom shesik umachrish. V'yotza kod nech Hashem lekecho. V'cheinu oimes advorim eil diba Hashem lekol kalchim kol god leyosef. So this famous Chazal is nothing in the world moved, spoke, said, did anything when there was Matan Torah. I guess on a Pashta level, people think of it either everything was sort of frightened out of its wits. It's like, when Kadosh Baruch Hu says Gal, everything freezes. It's one way of looking at it. Another way is that to pay attention, if anything else is, if there's background noise and so on. Not he wants to go much more to the core, and he's trying to understand what this is, what the point of this is. So basically, the two Chazal that he's going to try to be metaphor with is the Chazal that speaks about Reinus and Nira and Reinus Akolus and Shemim as Anira, and two, the fact that nothing spoke, nothing said, and so on and so forth. Okay, so the next piece is he's going to explain the Nakuda. Hine Yesh Barim Shei Financial Tfisa. So let's talk about it. Let's discuss it outside and we'll understand it. On a physical level, everything, the way we're constructed, could have been many ways. We see and we hear, we smell, we touch, etc. those are the senses we use to get around. Bemis, we could have had radar and sensing magnetic fields. There are infinite varieties of kalim, of tools that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have given us. So every single tool and the difference between the perceptions are really reflective of some very deep inyan. In other words, we're constructed outwardly in a way that tells us a more abstract understanding of who we are, how we function, etc. This is a type of mahalach that the Maral always uses. This is a type way of understanding. And the Maral has a sefer explaining difficult chazal called Ber HaGola. And his bottom line is, chazal were not out to describe the physical world. They were out to describe the pneumistic, the abstract of it. So he is now going to explain our two major kohos of perception, of input of information, is re'iyah and shmiyah. Now, I want to put in a caveat, and I was explaining something. If I hear a chair squeaking, that is re'iyah. If I read a book, that's shmiyah. In other words, a re'iyah is direct information. Shmiyah is input, testimony, etc. And there's a major difference how we assimilate the two. Da'koyach re'iyah chal dafka al dvarim suyomim v'shleimim. V'loy al dvarim shem v'shavus. Let's take an example. When I see something, I see a complete picture. I see a whole picture in one shot. So when I look at something, I'm toifis everything in one shot. On the other hand, imagine this same scene that I see in front of me. Somebody were to play a trick and to flash just different pieces of it. Like this, like this, like this, you know. So somebody would take this whole picture, there'd be just a screen here, and flash it. I don't think anybody in the world would ever be able to be toifis it. Even if you did it kesidron, even if I saw, you know, square, 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 square. Isn't that? I don't think anybody, maybe some huge Goyen could, maybe not. Al Kapanim, Re'iyah is a tfis of everything in one shot, and only a tfis of everything in one shot. That's the tsur and the tfis of it. Ve'ilu koyach ha-shmiya hu lehefer. Shmiya is the exact opposite. The chol in yonah hu litfis b'mahalach. So when I speak and when I speak something, so again we're going back to the point made before, the koyach of shmiya is not when I hear a chair squeaking, that's re'iyah. It means some physical event that's registered as such. That is the bechina of re'iyah. Shmiya is a feed of information. So when I get information fed in, it goes step by step, point by point. Someone tells me a story. So every aspect of the story that someone tells me is step by step. First of all, The sentence structure, person says A, then B, then C, then D, E. The words follow each other to form a sentence. And the letters, the syllables follow each other. So speech, say I'm going to read a book. I see chunk, 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 and put it together. So the koyach hashmiya is dafka piece by piece by piece, and the pieces adding up to a complete unit of information. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us two koichos of perception. So Ri'ah and Shmiah mitzad the Pnimiyah Shebo'i are extraordinarily different koichos, almost opposite. Ri'ah sees everything at once and only everything at once. It can't follow these flashes of lights and try to reconstruct it. Shmiah is dafka, piece by piece by piece. If somebody talks to us and he runs on his sentences, we get annoyed. You tell him, one second, it's sentence by sentence. I mean, a clarity of speech is called chituch hadibur. The more sharply the sounds are divided and not slurred, the better a dibur it is. And same thing with hartzaz devarim. It says by Yosef when he approached Yehuda, when he approached Yosef, dava dabra dava alofanov. He said the things step by step. That is effective communication. So korach hashmi lehefer the cholin yonah litfas b'mahalach ukramina ba'alma trei kolah lo mishtamet. And that's why halachically two different people talking, neither of the two we yaitzu with. The zemishum the kol kol mevates mishnehu. So the ear hears unit by unit, the mind puts it together. So you can't hear it all at one shot because the mitzvah of Shmir is something which is a process. I become part of the process. So explain to me, break it up for me. Step one is X, step two is Y, step three is like this. That's how it works. I can see picture after picture after picture. But every picture needs to be a story in its own right. It doesn't have the koch of tziruf, but it's only teifas things in one shot. That's the end of the paragraph here. So let's first sum up, and then we'll see the next point that he's going to make. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us two kochos. One is re'iyadik, one is shmiyadik. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us both kochos, it means there are certain elements in the world that we need to be teifas re'iyadik, and certain elements shmiyadik. Certain elements, one tfisa works much better, and certain elements, the other works better. Let's see, this is the bottom of, on the left side, gilui atachlis. Vihine, kol mehalach ba'olam, holech likras ezetachas misuyemes. Vizekolo kol mashakor ba'olam, belishu yetzim nachlau. The chol ha'olam bechlau chol prote prote hu betnua, Likras is a katzev esayif. So, everything in the world, and this is a nuance that the non-Yiddish believers, but non-Yiddish don't have this. People argue if there's a creator or not. They always keep focusing on the issue of where does everything come from. The real nafgemina for us, if there's a creator or not, is where is everything headed to? Is everything or anything headed to anything? I once read there's an Israeli science magazine. There was called Mada, which was actually a very good magazine. It was put out by what you call it, Hon Weizmann. It was like Scientific American without the glossy advertisements. But it's basically the stuff itself. Like everything in Israel is subsidized by government. When the government stopped subsidizing it, it stopped publishing. But that was, you know, but they had an article. It was very good on a scientific level. The people there were people like real Einam Aminim with a Peshitta. A person wrote an article, a very strong article, that we have to eradicate the teleological bent of science books. Like the leaves of the tree bend inwards to capture more this, to repel this. They're not doing something for something. The right way to say it is the trees that are around are the ones whose leaves fall this way because it's on the path. But all the books are written ki'ilu, there's seif ma'isa ma'ashavet chila, that's kfira, or amuna. We have to eradicate it in, you know, betachlis eradication.
That's why Medina stopped subsidizing.
What?
That's why Medina stopped subsidizing.
Ella. Some people, like, you could be like Baditshiva, like, you know, your limits chus is meidik. Ella, kimuvel lididon nira, sha'olam hoylech stam, v'yesh harbet nuashem lishum tachlis. Mitzad ma'minim, we believe the world has a tachlis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could not create something purposeless. It's by definition, the word intelligent includes how I make it, and I make it for something. The world looks to us like it's meandering, like it's sort of drifting. Avodava baruhu, she'olam she'esh bo tnuah ba'alma b'li tachlis, hu olam shel toyu v'lo toyu bra. The word that describes a world that has no tachlis is toyu. Toyu is like just a mishmash. It's shapeless and formless because it's not going anywhere. So the world is not, it says like Tohu Bra, because we created the world for Tachlis. Elevade she'ein shum tnua k'tana b'yoyse she'ein b'tachlis. Everything in the world has a Tachlis. Ve'omnam, ha'odom yochalasas tnua b'li Tachlis, ha'ru'uyu la'odom. Aval kol tnua b'shvil eze Tachlis, levroach b'matzav echa l'gimatzav acha. Ve'chein kol ha'dvarim ba'olom holgnet g'lezadava. So, it could be that any particular movement in the Bria, we don't see a tachlis in it, and we don't hear a tachlis in it. So no particular thing, you know, why did this fall out? I don't know. But things will build up to something, and they will find a tachlis at the end. So the word tenua, most appropriately translated as flux, the world is in a state of flux because it's not there yet. So any havamina that something has no tachlis is kfira. I want to go off a second on some sort of tangent. Somehow this bothers people all the time about the machlokas, about hashgacha pratis, you know, that on the one hand it says that animals only have hashgacha klolis, as the mefurish song from Avram Fried, that the caterpillar fell asleep and then they needed a thing and it's that. People make mistakes. Avram Fried, you have to ask him that, let him speak for himself. There is no tachlis. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not mesadded the world so that a caterpillar should have a nap. That's not the safe pasuk of anything. That's wrong. What is right is every caterpillar who takes a nap has more koyches and can eat up more leaves, can make more moths, can get on the road and make it yucky. I don't know what. The tachlis is always in Adam. So every step, everything that's happening in the world has a tachlis. But the difference is in Adam, that this person should reach his shleimus is a tachlis that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. Kadosh Baruch Hu pegged it as tachlis. And b'meila, the world reaching its shleimus is tachlis. And any barrier, anything else, a rack falling off, a wind blowing, a sand, they are going somewhere. Whether or not we'll ever see or know or understand, it's still headed towards somewhere. So it's true that everything is headed towards somewhere, but the bottom line is not the nap of the caterpillar. So akupanim, everything is going to a tachlis. And then he says, "Val korcho mashakoy boilu mahalach kulay mechum leize tachlis im har betachlis im tzoyim shasafun zelazeh." Next paragraph. Ulefize kashe mizgale boilu matachlis sheleir kol advarim holchim. When you have the gilui in the world of where everything is going to, Hari Mimela Shemafsikim Alechas, everything stops going. Vizer Gilu Ashchina B'Maimer Asinai. V'lachein Ozhoye Kol Olam Kulei Doimim V'Hifsik Laleches D'Rakoy LaGilu Tachlisoi. The reason why everything came to a short stop, to an abrupt stop at Maimer Asinai, was because where is it going to? The whole world is going to a tachlis. And the tachlis is HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Megala himself. The moment of Gilui, everything is it. It's there. Where's it going to go now? In other, it's just like in a chemical reaction is caused because there's some imbalance and something would rather be here than there. Once it's there, it stops because everything has been converted to the state that is its state of equilibrium. So that's it. So tenua in the world defines the state of becoming, and menucha, absolute menucha, defines the world having gotten there. Those are two states of the world, and b'meila the gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaSinai for that moment was a gilui, was a sort of a tachlis of the bria. And in many ways, Chazal conveyed it, Misa stopped, and the Zuma was Pasak, and so on. And b'meila the Bria stopped going. There's no place to go to anymore. Ulefize, kashem izgala boil matachlis, shelagor holchim, harim imelam of sikon leches, vizeo gila eschine maimer asinai. Ulekach oze kol ulum kule doimem, vizel leches, de akoli gila tachlisoi. Vizeo de Misa Chazal, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megal himself, everything, nothing moved, nothing went into place, and so on. Next paragraph, on the next column. Ulam, b'chol zo yisoy l'mam sheleches, yes, but today the world is going. V'achar egezer olam kayim, el abiyuhu, di me'oz ve'elach kol atnu bo'olam u'lekayim esater l'kayim samayim l'chashem l'kecho. So we had a world that stage one, the tachlis of stage one was to get to Matan Torah, and then stage two is to go from Matan Torah to actually embodying Torah. If I can give a mashal that would work well, imagine you have a puzzle of many pieces. So there are three mahalchim in how to make that puzzle, how to set up a puzzle. One is, it's a really long Shabbos afternoon, and you really need to keep your kids occupied. So you give them this big bag with 1,000 pieces, and you say, Kinderlach, put the puzzle together. And so that should take them a very, very long time. But usually they'll probably decide fighting is much better than doing the puzzle, and they'll occupy themselves in like that. But that's very, very tough.
Either way, you get a nap.
What?
It ain't
gonna happen. The second mahalach is, you have the picture in front of you, and you keep putting the pieces for the picture. That takes quite quickly. It's relatively quickly, and it's not a great space skill. A compromise is, you show the picture, you put the picture away, and now take the pieces and put it together. So having a picture of what it's supposed to look like at its finish is very helpful in helping you. So you still need to struggle with it because you're not standing and putting pieces in like this, but at least you have an idea of what in the world you're doing. That is the way it went. Until Torah, the world was called Olam HaToyhu, Alpayim Shon of Toyhu. Everything was murky. Nothing meant anything. We had no idea where things were supposed to go to. And that's why it was just about impossible. Avram was one. The next step, there was the Gilui, and that for that moment, we had the total picture in front of us. Then, that was taken away from us, but at least now, when we work to put the pieces together, we know what we're headed for. That is the Mahalchim. Behine, next. Matan Torah ye berege echad beheref ayin. Ogeisa b'chazal, shemitchilo nemru kol aseres adivus bas achas, So Chazal say that all Aseres HaDibros were first said b'dibur echad, and which makes it impossible to understand, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu went one by one. Aval kopanim oise heref ayin sheboi nemru kol adizat achas hoyatachlis shela'olam hayitzorech lagia umeoz ve'elach olam mechuvan lekim gilatay ba'olam. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said all the diburim in one shot, It means, what does the puzzle look like when it's all put together as one unit? And it's like, for instance, when you're teaching the school of Mashal, so the tkufas you work with the kids on learning shtark, the tkufas you work with being menschlich, the cheretz, the tkufas you work with chesed, the tkufas you work with tefillah and agasha, and usually each tkufa is a chizik in one area and the other area is on the back burner. That's the teva dvar. When you see an adam gadol, you see somebody who's all the pieces together in one shot. You can't imitate that directly. There's no way you can say, okay, this is Adam Gadol, I'm like him. You can't. The process is piece by piece, but the picture is one unit. So in Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he said all the Aseres HaDibros in one, it was a ruchnistic world that has all the pieces clicked in together. Then he said it piece by piece. Anochi, then Lo Yieh, and so on. V'alkapanim, mevua d'harega shiga oilam tachlisoi, zeu harega shiotza koilas pegvurim v'aymena sinai, d'chol oisna koilas shemas achas, hivias kolam halchus oilam kul tachlisom, v'chol ametzisoi siniris acheres. We saw a picture of a different bria. The oz hois ametzis beshlemus, v'chol amehalchum shikayom ad oz nigmur v'gil l'saifam. And then he says, "Uloizen shemas." If you have an ear that picks up, "Zeo pirish hamusik royim es hanishma." That's the pshat royim es hanishma. In other words, aseres hadibros are words, and the words are a process, and they need to be understood piece by piece by piece. But the ability to get the entire picture in one shot is a pchin of riyah. So Maimer Har Sinai was a royness a koilos. They were able to see it as one unit and get the picture. That didn't last. It couldn't last because that's the end. But Al Kaponim, that's the pshat royness a koilos. They were able for a flashing instant to get a sense of the whole, even though it was the burim and so on. Okay, next paragraph. Vihine, mikivun de loy shayach riya kimbedava shale. Hare odom shiroya ezedava, hare roya bezatoitso shahabi mahakhish vidava shamaze. The davka yodom who defshers tumuna shlema tsisakam sefana. So when a person is sees something, he's seeing the result of many steps that led to something. Next paragraph. Vizach chiluk shmitosh v'ksav tosh v'pes. Let's talk about this a little bit. And again, I'll explain outside more. That's what he's saying. Torah is given to us tosh v'ksav tosh v'pes. There are technical reasons that everybody says, you know, there's so much tosh v'pes, it's impossible given tosh v'ksav, and so on. It's true. I mean, it's a true, but it's hard to say that these two Torahs, they're called two Torahs. It's hard to say that it's just technical. Two, I mean, Torah Sheba'al Peh could have been written. Like, okay, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Tanakh. But why is the other part called Torah Sheba'al Peh? Let it be called Torah HaRabbonim, Torah HaAchronim. I mean, the Hagdara of, why wasn't that given to us? We do have a Shas now, so why wasn't the Shas given to us? The answer is, real Torah Sheba'al Peh and Torah Sheba'al Peh are two separate Torahs. Let's take an example. The Chumash tells us a halacha. So, l'mashal, ayin tachas ayin. Ayin tachas ayin is exactly the way it should be. And that's the halacha. That a person, whatever you cause to someone else, should be caused to you. We can't implement those halachas. And the way in which you come to that type of justice is through kesef. Torah Sheba'al Peh and Torah Sheba'al Peh are two very separate methodologies. Each one has an advantage the other one doesn't have. Shabbos. So when you have a pasuk that sums up Shabbos, leisasa kol malacha, is the summation of Shabbos. That's Shabbos. Shabbos is a day without malacha. the details of that halacha are huge, but there is a Torah of details, as a Torah how to express it in a sentence. It's very fascinating. The Ramchal was a very structured person, and everything it was incredibly his methodology and his the way everything was carefully constructed. He wrote a sefer on Kabbalah, sort of I don't know if the word is hakdama to Kabbalah as much as a yesodistic sefer called Kalach Piske Chachma. Kalach. 138 important statements. There are three sentences, four sentences, five sentences, each one. And then, in the same sefer, he wrote the sefer. So he wrote inside, like the Pnim, like the Mishnah, are very succinct statements. Then he writes a bier around it that's quite long. And he wrote both of them. And the point of it is because when I tell you a short sentence that includes our complex ideas, I don't get it. So exactly what does it mean? So I explain. But if I can't sum up the explanation in a sentence, it's very murky. To be able to understand it as a nekuda, to understand, okay, now that I understand the details, let me get a sense of the thing. That's, in other words, these are two separate, they complement each other in terms of Havana. One is an understanding of the details, one's understanding of the whole. One is the understanding of the process, one is the understanding of the end of the process. So Torah Shebe Ksav and Torah Shebe Al Peh are two Torahs. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us because as long as we're in the stage of process, we need to have both of them. We need to have a sense of what does the end look like. We need to have a sense of the process. Let's finish up with this, with the next paragraph. Omnam. Avraham Avinu halach ba'olam. V'koro bo'ez kol ha'Torah kula. V'hisik kol ma'asha advarim o'yo oymrim lo'y. V'hevim ma'asha mechayvim. V'zeh adei sh'istaka ba'olam v'ra. And he brings here an extraordinary chazal. And again, you see what Chazal contain in themselves. Mashal Echad, it says about Avraham Avinu, Mashal Echad she oyve mi makim le makim. Somebody was going from place to place. V'ruah birachas le'lekes. And he saw a castle either lit up or on fire. Different shittas. Amma, he said, Toyim ha-shabir zu b'le manik. Could it be that this castle doesn't have a manik? Hitzis ala balabira, amla ni balabira. Balabira peeked out and he said, that's me. So he explains it to me. Again, I'll explain outside what he says. Chazal are telling us, Avraham Avinu, for a long part of his life, was asking the questions and making the inferences. These are all step by step. What's this for? How could this be? Why wasn't this? All of those are b'china of this process of Shmia. I'm looking at the pieces and questioning and trying to understand the pieces. Hitzitzel of Balabir means a picture of Hashem flashed on the screen. It's sort of, this is when it's snapped together. The Rambam, when he describes Avraham Avinu's process, describes this process and then a gili from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that includes both steps of it, piece by piece by piece, and then the whole thing together. I might just say over Chedush Rim that many times that says he speaks about this Chazal. He says it with a different knage, but the point is a very similar point. He says the word doilekes. Is miloshen lama delakta acharei, like delakta means to pursue, which in modern vid is like that. Nidlak al zeh means, you know, I'm really crazy about something. I want something. I'm pursuing something. So the word delekes means to pursue. So he says he realized the entire bria is pursuing something. Is looking for something. What is it that it's pursuing? A similar idea coming from another angle. Salkopanim. I'll sum up. This is the next paragraph that he sums up Ritz in this part, and then he goes off to another opinion. The Matan Torah was the moment when both faculties of Re'iyah and Shmiyah met up. On the one hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us Re'iyah, Atahoresel Adas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us all of the Aseres HaDibris, B'dibur Echad. And that's why all the B'dibur Echad Nemru is, you know, Shama V'Zachar and Anokhi Lo Yiyah, all of them float around this point over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the entirety of what's right, of what's Salikus in one instant. So that was a moment, and it's more than just showing us the Tachzeh Bria. He showed us how the pieces in the Torah come together. In other words, Anochi Lo Yiyah, Kabeid Lo Sisa, all of those Dibris, which stand on their own, when they're uttered together, they become one whole unit. They become one mikshachas. That was the moment of Har Sinai. It was a moment of finality in a certain sense. The world froze, for instance, because there was a total gilui. But now HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to get to it through the bits and pieces. I mean, we hadn't gotten there. We were given it. This was the looking at the picture before we began to build the puzzle. Now it would become again step by step and piece by piece. But it was very different when we have the ability to combine the Shmi and the Riyah, where we understand Tachlis and everything, and we understand we understand the process. That they both reinforce each other. A person knows what he's working for, and a person knows that he needs to work to get there. That was the twin gilui of Har Sinai. A remembrance of that lies in the distinction between Torah Sheba Ksav and Torah Sheba Al Peh. Torah Sheba Al Peh is all about the process of getting asking the questions, answering, refuting the answer, rejecting different possibilities, bringing up different possibilities, and so on. The whole mitzias of Torah Sheba Al Peh lies in the unfinished debate. A person who can't open up a sugya, he's not learning B'iyun. He's not really learning Torah Sheba Al Peh. On the other hand, Psukim, Torah Sheba Ksav, it lies in the fact that I'm now seeing in front of me a gili from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Devar Hashem. So the two different attitudes towards Torah, it lies in Torah Sheba Ksav and Torah Sheba Al Peh, and each one without the other doesn't exist. To think that we have something finished means we're not Balei Avodah. And to understand Avodah as meandering. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, do this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said this. What for? I don't know. That's what he wanted. That means that the work has no tachlis itself. Like he says before, that's kefir, because the only people we know that there's no tachlis in what they're doing are crazy people. A bardas has a tachlis. In what he wants, where he's going to. Intelligence is how he does it and where it's going to. So, Baz Hashem, we should be Zeicha in Shavuos, we should be Zeicha to both Chalakim. We should have a certain Hisairus and a certain sense of the entire picture. What does the picture look like? And this is like one of the reasons when a person is Zeicha to see a real Adam Gadol, he sees everything. It's like for us, the days that we help other people, it's hard to learn. The days we're sitting and learning, it's annoying to help people. When we're doing both of them, davening comes in the way. The balance is very hard because we don't see a whole picture. We see every step. When we're learning, we feel good about the learning. When we're davening, we feel good about davening. If we're doing helping someone, we feel good about helping somebody. but that it's all miksha achas. That's voya necha rois merecha. There's the observing of somebody who seems to have the whole picture, kifi, what we could see, is a different type of gili. But there's no road from where we are to the end. The road is piece by piece. It's like a Rubik's Cube. The road is not, you know, just putting all the reds in one place, all the blues and all the green in one place. A lot of shifting and turning. But both of them are in Maimon Har Sinai. There were two Aseres HaDibros. There was Aseres HaDibros with the whole picture, and then there's Aseres HaDibros step by step by step. And Bez Hashem, we should be zeicher to both of them.
What should be the purpose of the Re'iyah being Shomer? I mean, it's very
so
clear.
He speaks about it,
not,
yes.
The other way is not so clear.
Correct.
So I was about to ask.
Correct. So that's the second half. If you want to say 45 minutes, we could work on that. But so I'll tell you.
Next one.
I'll tell you briefly. He says something amazing. And again, this is really two pieces put together. He says, the Ramban says that we have a mitzvah that we were instructed to remember the day we were at Sinai. And because when we give it over to our children, they'll know that we're not lying because we personally experienced it and no other person, so on and so forth. So he asked the obvious question, Ramban. For me, I was at Har Sinai, so Taka Gevaldik. My kids, it's a story. And for my grandchild, it's a Baba Maisa. It's a Zeta Maisa. And for my great grandchild, it's more. So what does it mean? The Rabban says that this is a very important mitzvah because, so he says, there are types of tests that you can give over sometime if it's an experience that is etched very deeply, it could become as real. Sometimes you hear a person say something and you calculate whether he's telling the truth or not. Sometimes you say Nikarm Divamis. The person is living through it. You know, it's the darga where Shmiya becomes also Re'iyah. That's in other words, where when you see a very big tzaddik doing a mitzvah, you get a sense that it's much more than just the thing he's doing. There's a sense, in other words, the ability that every part of the puzzle should contain in itself the tam of the tachlis. That's a b'china of Royin et Sakailis.
When you get to the end of the story, you have the Dover Shalom in front of you.
So but even when the person is telling it, there's a feel, again, when a person is telling you a profound experience, it's almost, let's say, you know, when people tell you over about their experiences in the war, those people could tell over about it. It's not a story that the end of it is very sad or whatever it is. It's, you know, the first word that he says is shakes you because the person is reliving it in each word. There's a time of the whole in each part of it. And that's, so Maimon Har Sinai gave some koyach in Torah where a person could actually feel it and in each prat. Someone told me that this, somebody who's part of our community, one of very, very special people, they were two boys who grew up in Potomac. And their parents were, you know, mildly conservative of some sort. That's it. And the kids both became frum, bala tshuva. And at a young age, they already started to come frum. And I asked them once, what was it that did it and so on. And he said, they were in Potomac, so they would dray around in the shuls, the places, you know, the kids. He said they would hear Havdalah by Rabbi Blumen. He's the Chabad Rav in Potomac. He said, they didn't know, but this is real. They didn't understand why, but this is the real thing. Everything else is nice, but this is real. And it took them a long time till they were able to sort of understand, you know, where he's come from, so on and so forth. But you know, sometimes you by a big person, the time of the whole is already in each prat. A person who's aware of the big picture, each thing that he does carries in itself the some time of it all. Okay.
It's like the rubble in my bucket.